The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good thing is there are many cities throughout the country with affordable properties, many even under 100,000. Starting on November 1st, I will be hosting a four-week intensive virtual workshop that's going to teach you how to buy your first out-of-state investment property. We're going to talk about how to find the right location, how to build a team you can trust, creative financing, finding and analyzing properties, and so much more. You deserve to invest in real estate. You deserve to build wealth for your family. It's simply a matter of having the right information. I definitely want to see you there. So if you're interested, go to outofstatemoney.com/workshop, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Investor Spotlight. And today features episode 180 with the Renault sisters, as Nikki and Natasha, who are doing amazing things with real estate through the Renault Group that they own together. Yes, the two sisters are doing amazing things. And so they're going to talk about what it's like to work with each other and the process that they go through to establish real estate value and overcoming challenges in their business. So without any further ado, let's get into it.
What are some challenges of working together?
God.
It's been about 3 years now, right?
Yeah, it's been about 3 years now. It's crazy because I know for me, like I don't have any challenges working alongside her. Again, we both apply the same amount of work.
We have a very open communicator.
Exactly.
Like we communicate all the time about everything, all aspects. So I think that has really helped us.
For sure. And if something is bothering us, okay, so I guess I could kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Chime in here.
I've gotten better.
But she has gotten a lot better. That's why, again, I don't dwell on things. And so for me, it kind of took me a minute to think. But she is very controlling. She's a Capricorn.
Don't tell people that.
Okay. Anyways, so she can be controlling. And so sometimes like we may be at a listing appointment or we may be getting photos for a listing and she steps in and says, no, like this needs to get removed and this needs to get removed. And I'll tell her, we don't discuss that here. You know, we take whatever, because in front of a client, it just doesn't look right, you know? And so there have been times where I had to pull her aside, like, just bring it down a little bit and just allow me to do what I'm doing. And she's gotten a whole lot better. But I would say that has been the only challenge with working with her.
Full disclosure, I'm the older sister.
She is.
What's the
3 years.
3 years, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 years.
But I do take it as constructive criticism, and I do modify.
Which I think is wonderful, you know? So some people, they may think that you tell them something and then they're just like, okay, whatever. And they continue to do the same thing. But I love working with her. It's amazing.
I love working with you.
Love it. And you two are with Keller Williams, is that right? So a lot of agents, aspiring agents, there's so many brokerages out there. Mm-hmm. There's so many different companies you can work with and, you know, do your thing in partnership with. How does someone find the right company in your opinion? And
we'll
start there.
That's a great question. So, I mean, there's different types of brokerages. First off, you have a national franchise brokerage, which is like the bigger names, like the Keller Williams, the Coldwell Bankers, the Century 21, the REMAX. And those brokerages are more so known for their reputation. They've been around for many years. They're known for their great training, their great mentorship, their great technology. You also have the smaller boutique brokerages. Those are typically owned by a single broker, And they focus more so on like a niche, a smaller niche market. It's also known for like just having a tight knit community as well. And then you also have virtual brokerages. Those are, you know, technology based. And a lot of agents typically decide to work with a virtual brokerage because they have higher commission splits. And so in regards to just trying to find the right brokerage, it's really just dependent on what your goals are. So typically newer agents, they decide to work with like the Keller Williams of the world because of the great training that they have. But it really is just dependent on, again, what are your goals? So if you want to be in the luxury space, then it would be wise to work to be a part of a luxury team, especially as a newer agent, because we always say that you want to work under someone who is where you want to be. So, you know, just finding out what are the commission splits. And something that we always say, especially for a newer agent, don't focus so much on the commission splits. Yes, it is important, but if you want to get the proper training, you know, 60% or a 70% commission split is better than 80% split of nothing, right? You know, so
you're taking the, excuse me, you're kind of taking that loss. It's not a loss, but it's a learning cost.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're making sure that, like she said, if you're a newer agent, I'll actually expand on that. I think getting with a team is absolutely like the thing you need to do if you're a newer agent, because you can get so lost in the mix. So not only interviewing brokerages, but also interviewing teams to be able to see who you align with, because you automatically have a mentor within that team from the director or someone within when you're a part of a team. Whereas when you're just with a brokerage, you kind of have to seek out a mentor, someone who's going to, you know, work with you. But yeah, no, I mean, it's really just dependent on your goals. That's really what it boils down to, is what are you looking for? She nailed it.
Yeah. What are you looking for? And then again, like there's other questions that you can ask when you are interviewing, you know, finding out what is the environment like? Like, what is the commission split? But aside from that, what are the royalty fees? What are the office fees? What type of trainings do they offer?
Yeah.
So also, if you're newer, you don't really have as much money to put out. So what is their back support like? Do they offer a free CRM that you can utilize? Do they have a marketing department that can create all of your marketing materials, things of that sort? So not even just the training, but just the things that you're, the tools that you're going to need to be able to effectively, you know, work in your business.
Definitely. Appreciate that. A couple of follow-up questions, just vocabulary for those who may not know. Can you explain what a commission split is and how that works?
For sure. So a commission split is the split that you get once you end up closing on a deal. So what a typical commission split is, a 70-30 split for a newer agent. So 70% of that commission check goes to you, and then 30% will end up going to the brokerage.
Got it.
Yeah. And that's for all the support that, you know, all the training, the teaching, the support items that they offer, and even having an office that you can utilize at brick and mortar. So if you want to go to an office for a meeting, you have somewhere to go.
That makes sense. And then what about the royalty fee? I haven't heard of that one before.
So
the royalty fee is more so those national brokerages. So like the Keller Williams, the Coldwell Bankers, the Compass. So it's... I don't really understand why they take from it, because each business is owned independently. Yeah. They're franchised offices, but it's still within like the Keller Williams brand.
Right.
So Keller Williams, like international as a whole, has to, I guess, take a royalty for being able to utilize their name, because each of the offices are owned by individuals.
Got it.
Yeah. So I guess that's what it is. I don't know the breakdown of it, from what I know, that's what it is.
Got it. So basically you have your commission split with the local office, and then depending on how things are set up, an additional, almost like a commission, if you will, that goes to like the
higher ups.
Got you.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
So something to add in, like with commission splits, you are able to eventually cap at a certain point where you can then collect 100% of your check, which is wonderful. So every cap is different for each office, and every royalty fee is different for each office. But yeah, eventually you are able to collect that 100% as long as you're able to cap. And then that 100%, it ends up resetting your anniversary year. So then you go back to whatever split you have. And what's great is it's like you can negotiate that split. So again, if you are a newer agent, it's going to be harder to negotiate that split. Mm-hmm. But if you are a seasoned agent, then you can more than likely negotiate a higher split.
Got it. So and, you mentioned you could eventually have like the whole commission.
Yeah.
For some brokerages.
Some, it just depends. Yeah, it depends.
Yeah.
Got it.
Like I know Keller Williams has that model.
Got it. So what do they get when you get when someone gets to that point?
So it's more so it restarts every year. So you have an anniversary year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
just have to give them a certain amount of money each year. And then
if
you meet that, say half of the year, you know, at the middle of the year, then the rest of the year you collect 100%, then it resets on your anniversary date.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you're back to that same split that you had initially. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Okay. That makes sense. So they like, however it's set up, let's just throw a number out there. If it's 100,000 is the cap. Mm-hmm. If you meet that 100,000 mm-hmm. for the rest of that year, mm-hmm. you take the rest of your commission.
Exactly. 100%.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So they're like, just give us a certain amount. And then
you
after
can
that,
take home take 100%.
And then just give us, we have a fee for you every single year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. That we're going to collect. Which I think is a cool model. Mm-hmm. It's a great incentive. And it's competitive for, you know, in this market. So
definitely. So you actually got right into the next question. So, I mean, we're in a competitive market, right? Mm-hmm. We're in LA and you two focus primarily in luxury. Is that right?
Luxury and investments.
Luxury
we're
investments.
Big in investments. Yeah.
Gotcha. So, I mean, it's a very competitive market in general, mm-hmm. but especially here. What have you two done to like stand out? Like how are you still able to succeed and close deals in this in spite of the fact that there's so many people out there doing the exact same thing?
Be multifaceted.
Yep.
Be an expert in so many different areas of real estate. Mm-hmm. So it's just constantly learning and growing. Mm-hmm. And for us specifically, like we started off like I came from a background of working with investors mm-hmm. and doing wholesaling properties to them, getting it under contract. And mm-hmm. so I did that prior to even getting licensed. So I brought that knowledge in with me and, you know, shared it with my sister. Mm-hmm. And so we really like buckle in on when, no matter what, someone's always buying.
Yes.
There's mm-hmm. always a developer and an investor that is looking to buy something as long as the deal is right.
Yep.
And that is what we have honed in on when we're talking about this part of our business. Obviously, there's other things we do to stay competitive too. But yeah, I mean, we're finding deals and we're finding deals all the way from residential, like a single family home that's going to be flipped, up to these large development deals where someone's going to build like 100+ units.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just we're educating ourselves on all the different things in the LA market to be able to speak to each of our investors and developers. And we have a wide spread. I mean, like I said, there's people who just flip single family homes and there's people who develop large properties, commercial properties. Mm-hmm. So it's really just educating ourselves on that and being able to find the deals and see what works for each of our, you know, our clients.
And then just to chime in on what she said, finding the deals, but then also being able to find the buyer as well. You know, so a lot of people say, well, I don't have a buyer for this. It's so easy to come across a buyer. Because all you got to do is look at properties that have recently
She's
sold.
She's giving our secret sauce now.
Nearby. And I probably shouldn't.
But it's okay. No, but it's okay. Share
knowledge
the wealth.
Is, knowledge
share
is power, you know? But it's like, find properties that have recently sold nearby and go get yourself
that
a buyer.
That's simple. Just call them up.
That's
look,
all you got to do.
We have a deal down the street for you. Are
exactly.
you interested? Does this meet your criteria?
Yeah, to be
and
able to double
And if it doesn't, what is your
deals?
Criteria?
Right.
You know, we see you bought something like it. Are you still buying that? So
definitely. And see, that's what's so great with working with us, because we are hustlers. We're going to go find what we have to find, you know, even when it comes down to just door knocking, sending out mailers. And I'll tie that into buyers, you know, being in a competitive market. You
like
have
retail buyers.
You
right?
have, yeah, talking about retail buyers, not investors. You know, you can be submitting an offer for a buyer and there's 10 other offers on that same mm-hmm. property. So it's truly just when you are submitting an offer, making sure that you have a super clean offer.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.